Hello, everyone. Just wanted to get you set up for some more Love Island exit interviews. Today, I was able to talk to Winston and Yaman, and I think I had some really fun conversations here. I feel like Winston in particular had some really interesting insight into the season just based on, you know, when he came in and all that. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy my exit interviews with Winston and Yaman. First up, we will have Winston from Big Brother 20 and Love Island Season 1.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So I just have kind of a couple quick questions for you. Nothing too crazy. How has it been since you got back?
Oh, man. It's, winding down a work day on a Monday here. It's been good. It's good. I was so lucky to get to go do this and not have to necessarily quit my job like some other people have. So I was very lucky in that route. But also, yeah, it kind of sucks to be right back to work. But it's good. It's good. I mean, you know, it's been fun. It was a blast. I had a good time, even though it didn't really, you know, pan out the way I wanted. Didn't come out of there with a girlfriend or anything. But yeah, I'm doing all right.
Okay, and so you went to Fiji before the season to do promo stuff. Did you know that you would be maybe going on the show when that happened?
No, so my story is completely crazy. I was contacted to fly out there and do basically just some PR stuff and a little promo that actually was on Big Brother with Brett and Swaggy and Bailey. And then, you know, being there for that weekend, I kind of it spiraled into some conversations with some of the producers and it turned into an opportunity. So I came back to Kentucky. I convinced my boss to let me go do this thing. And I think I was back for like maybe a week and a half and then boom, right back to the island. So it was a whirlwind in the last couple months. I don't know what's night and what's day right now. I am still, my body clock's all thrown off.
Yeah. Going to Fiji and back twice, that's gotta be bad. Do you think that the jet lag was part of the problem on the island at all?
that's either offensive or really sweet, either way, but I'm kidding. No, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I was myself. I'm hanging my hat on that. I had a good time. And did I hit it off with any girls? No, I didn't, but it wasn't for lack of trying because I'm telling you, I tried. But you know, I'm not a 6'5" model from LA. So, you know, I don't know. Rough competition in there. Rough competition.
You came off looking great. Don't worry. Were you surprised that you had trouble connecting with the women there, or?
I mean, no. I wouldn't really say it was trouble connecting. Honestly, they were just all happy with their current coupling. You know, I mean, it comes down to that. It's hard for what you see as a viewer because you see, you know, a condensed down edited version. But when I'm living with them for 24 hours a day and seeing how they're interacting with each other as couples, you know, I mean, some of them were pretty happy. And again, you know, some of them, I think, might have been faking it or playing it up a little bit for the viewers at home and to maybe win some money at the end. Who knows? We'll see. But I think that for the most part, living there and seeing them in their relationships, you know, it's hard to go ask a girl to hang out or go for a chat when they're cuddled up 24/7, you know, laying out in the sun. So it's a little different.
Yeah, definitely. So you said you think some people are just kind of playing up the game for the money. Will you tell us who? Are you going to be cagey with that?
You want to spill the tea, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's tough now because honestly, things happen so fast in there. To be completely honest and transparent, I thought a couple of the couples were maybe just a little bit concerned with how they're being perceived by America, right? Because you have this unique dynamic in there where we're getting immediate feedback, right? It was like, you know, 3 days in, and my buddy Yaman and his girl Kristen from Kentucky, actually they got split up, right? Because he was on the bottom of the polls and this and that. So it was almost like when that event happened, everybody was like eyes open, like talking about, oh man, I wonder how I'm being viewed, or I wonder, you know, this and that. And they felt like I felt like Yaman took a lot of heat. He felt like he was a man, I was on the bottom of that poll. I think it's because I had dumped Alana at the beginning. And so it was unique because everybody's really worried about how they're being viewed and not necessarily, I think, following their gut. You know what I mean? So you're figuring out like who's following their gut and really going for what they want here, or who's, you know, trying to choose my words carefully here, but just sticking with their current couple. We'll just say that. Yeah, yeah. Without pointing any names, you know, I think a couple of them are tried and true, and I'm sure you can see that through the TV. I think some of them are great. I wish them the best. Some of them, you know, we'll see.
Well, I mean, you can't get along with everyone. That's totally fair.
Absolutely.
So when you went in, you asked out Kira to start, and there was some videos from the preseason that showed that you and Kira kind of had maybe a little spark or something there. Is there any of the other women that you were kind of interested in?
Yeah, so I was kind of interested in Alexandra, to be honest, and Katrina as well. And Kira was great and cute, but, you know, Kira was extremely happy with Castle there at the beginning. You know, on the first date, it's pretty easy once you get in there to figure out who's into who. And, you know, to be honest, all of them were pretty into their significant others. Katrina, I thought the world of her as well, and Alexandra. But, you know, I couldn't figure it out. You know, Alexandra and I had a pretty good date. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, I'd see her cuddled up in Dylan's arms. So, you know, it didn't go as well as what I thought, you know, that kind of thing. With Katrina, she was a sweetheart too, but she was really into Weston, and they had just coupled up the night I went in. So, you know, I mean, I went in a pretty rough spot. Everybody had just said nice things about each other. They coupled up, two girls leave, and then, you know, I'm thrown into the mix. So it was kind of an odd time for me to come in solo too. I don't know. I think that is often, I guess, my excuse in a way of just how oddly it was for me. But, yeah, I mean, it was, we'll just say, it was a little weird to be the only one in there in my own bed for a while.
Yeah, it was. I think you were really at a disadvantage going in like that. I don't think you should beat yourself up or anything like that. I've been asking everyone about, because I think it's possibly the most disgusting thing on the planet, is you participated in the challenge where you transfer the food from person to person. What was that like?
Listen, it was unbelievable. Honestly, though, going into that, my anxiety was at peak. I was like, I had known Katrina maybe 24 hours, maybe, by the time we're doing this thing. So I was just like, oh my gosh, this girl. And I stepped in for Weston because Weston was sick that day. And so I was just like, all right, you know, no judgment. Like, let's just try to win this thing. And she was a trooper. Like, the first little scoop of nasty, cold, disgusting. And their ketchup, by the way, is not American ketchup. Like, I miss Heinz ketchup. My God. Man, you shove that in your mouth. And the first trip down, she just went for it. And, I mean, we just rolled. Like, it was hilarious. Obviously, it was gross to watch at home. I don't know why they made us do that. But the milkshake was it was so bad. But it was so bad, it was fun, if that makes sense. I mean, it was nuts, but it was definitely fun to do. And then me and Katrina had a great time doing it. And that was really what developed and blossomed our friendship there. You know, after her and Weston kind of had a little bit of a split up there towards the end of, you know, things. I don't know how to put that, but yeah, everybody's probably seen, no spoiler there, but yeah, I think the world of Katrina, especially since she rocked that challenge out with me.
Okay. I'm always so curious because it's so gross. Had you seen any of like the UK Love Island before you went out? Like, did you know that was something that might happen?
Yeah, I did. And which is, I'm a psychopath, right? For still signing up. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I've seen it. The UK version is very, very risque. And I mean, you know, I knew with this being CBS would be a little bit more, you know, family friendly, I guess you could say, but that was, some of these challenges are getting pretty risque. So I don't know. I'm still shocked, I think, that I did it.
Would you go back again and do season two?
Oh man. Hopefully I'm not single for a whole other year. you know, I'm kidding. I don't know. Yeah. You know what? It was so much fun. Like, I really did have a blast with everyone there, and It was just such a fun atmosphere to be in that, yeah, like I would definitely go back to TG, and hopefully there'd be a whole bevy of different women. We'll just say that.
Well, and so is it something where would you rather do Love Island again? Would you rather do Big Brother again? Like, what's your?
Oh man, now we're talking. Now we're talking. That's two different, totally different games. And I'm finally caught up on Big Brother. I watched the last episode last night. It was so good. As far as like doing both, they're so different. You know, I mean, Big Brother, I treated like a game, and I was chronically overthinking everything that came out of my mouth. And in a way, it was like with with Love Island, it's just you are who you are. There's no, for me, it wasn't a game. I was going out there to hopefully find somebody, you know, and if I didn't, that's fine too. I've made some friends. But Big Brother, it was like, you know, $500,000 on the line, and you're scheming and plotting along the way. So it's two completely different things. I really wouldn't even put Love Island in the game category. But I mean, but then again, we're seeing couples that are playing it like a game, I think. So yeah. But to be fair, I don't know. I don't know which one I'd like to do. I'd do either of them again. Are you kidding me? I'd do them either. I'd love some revenge on either front.
Perfect. So last year on Big Brother, we saw you create or form, I guess, a bromance with Brett. Did you form a bromance with anyone on Love Island?
Oh, man. I don't know why everybody brings up Brett. I hate that guy. I don't even like him. But yeah, did I mean it? Yes, I did, man. I'll be honest. Like, I think me and Yamin were probably closest. Yamin's my boy. He's out now. We texted back and forth. Yamin's a bro. We'll say, I think Brett would get along with him too. But Yamin's a character.
Okay, good to know. So I know you don't have a ton of time, so I'm just going to ask you one more question.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Who do you think is going to win, and do you think they have a chance outside the villa as well?
Okay, my prediction. I think Zach and Elizabeth take it home. And I think they, you know, deserve it. I love Zach and Elizabeth both. She was real sweet to me. They both fought for each other in the little games and stuff. And there's just little scenarios within living in there where you see who's really into each other and who's not. And I really feel like they have something. So I wish them the best. I hope they continue outside of the villa, but I will say, I think it's going to be extremely tough. Especially, you know, coming out, and they're going to be, you know, seen in the public eye and that kind of thing. And I know Zach's on the younger side. You know, Zach's only 22. He's a young guy, just graduated college, trying to figure his life out. And I know Elizabeth's a little bit older. And so it'll be interesting to see them. But I wish them nothing but the best. I like both of them.
Okay. Awesome. We've got the predictions, Zach and Elizabeth. So thank you so much for joining us today, Winston. It was really great to get to talk to you. And hopefully
yeah, absolutely.
You have a good
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Who knows? Thank you for having me, though. I appreciate it.
Okay, so there you have it. Winston from Big Brother 20 and Love Island Season 1. I hope you enjoyed that. So now I'm just going to set you back up. I'm now going to be talking to Yamin from Love Island Season 1. Famously started off with our girl Alana and ended up with Isada, who also seems incredible. So enjoy my chat with Yamin.
Yamin, one of the original Islanders from Love Island USA Season 1. Yamin, how has it been since you got back from Fiji?
You know, it's been amazing. The reception from family and friends, you know, everyone, just all the loved ones that you missed, you know, being gone for a little bit. You know, it's been amazing. It's been fun. It's been nice being back in LA. The weather is beautiful. And, you know, of course, it's nice always hearing people honk their horns all the time. So overall, but no, it's definitely been cool coming back home for sure.
Okay, awesome. So before you went out to Love Island, had you seen any of the UK version? Did you know what to expect?
Yeah. So, you know, prior to me going out to Fiji, you know, I definitely did, you know, a plethora of research on, you know, the UK Love Island. And yeah, it just looked like a bunch of fun. It looked like everybody was just genuinely just friends, and, you know, you get into genuine relationships, friendships. It just looked like a lot of fun and something that was just very special, and just looked like something, you know, I definitely was excited to be a part of.
And did it live up to the fun and special experience?
Oh, man, did it? Yeah. So the whole experience was just incredible. I mean, from start to finish, you know, all the guys, I mean, our friendships, our bromance is so real. It is ridiculous. I mean, like, some of those guys are my best friends. And even, you know, all the girls, and, you know, all the women also, all of us are like best friends too. It was crazy. It was, you know, it was just such a bonding experience with basically a bunch of random people that end up becoming your best friends. And you end up feeling like you've known these people for almost your entire life. And, you know, you learn so much about each other. It's incredible. Honestly, to me, it kind of felt like I was back in college, kind of on like the football team, that type of vibe, just as far as connecting with everyone, you know, being with a certain group of people all day, every day, and you're all going through that same experience. It was amazing, for sure.
Okay. Have you had the chance to go back and watch any of the episodes?
Yeah. I've gone back and watched some of the episodes for sure. I haven't been able to watch all of them just yet because I've been kind of busy since I've been back, but I've watched most of them. And yeah, it's weird seeing yourself on TV. I'm not gonna lie. It's definitely kind of strange, but you know, it's fun to watch. It's really fun to watch. And you know, what's even more weird is that watching certain conversations and, you know, just kind of knowing what happened that entire day, but then also, you know, on TV, they can only show an hour of it each time. So it's interesting to always see like what kind of made it into the show and what didn't. And, you know, yeah, like things like that.
Yeah, definitely. It is. It's a lot of episodes. So it's okay that you haven't seen all of them. So you were there for the original coupling ceremony. What was that like?
Yeah. Okay. So the original coupling ceremony. All right. So I'm walking up on the beach. I'm walking in confident. I'm feeling great. I'm like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Walking. And then I think the first person I see is Ariel, and instantly I just get nervous. I'm like, oh man, wait, this is real. Hold on. I'm actually going on this TV show. Oh man. Then I walk up on the stand, and then all the ladies are standing right there. And I got to stand on this little heart. And I'm like, I think I'm kind of nervous. You know, so it was nerve wracking at first. It was just something very different. And it was just that moment of it, you know, really coming to fruition right at that moment, you know, because you're in it now. But, you know, that feeling was just reminiscent to me of kind of going out, you know, game day, running out that tunnel, crowd screaming, and that first kickoff. It was amazing, though. It was nerve wracking. But amazing, different, but I loved it for sure.
Okay, and so you originally coupled up with Alana. Why do you think that one went wrong?
You know, Alana, I mean, she's an amazing person, amazing human. You know, her and I, you know, we definitely have a friendship there. You know, I felt, like it was hard for me to kind of have that spark, you know, on my side. And, you know, with that whole situation, you know, I definitely felt like I could have definitely handled it better, handled it differently. And, you know, but it's all a learning experience. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to really follow your heart, you know, with, you know, really being on the show to really find that spark and that deep, deep connection with someone, you know? So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, I felt terrible hurting Alana's feelings. Like, I mean, they didn't show it. You wouldn't see, but I was definitely teary-eyed. Your boy gets teary-eyed. That happens to me sometimes. You know, I got teary-eyed for sure. And, you know, but I definitely wish her the best. I definitely hope to see her. I hope to kick it with her and some of the other people, you know, of the cast. And I just wish her the best 100%.
Okay, perfect. So then it did seem like you did have a spark with Kristen, but she was not there very long. When she got sent home, did you ever consider possibly leaving with her?
Right. So, so when it happened that Kristen had to be voted off, you know, and I was sitting, I had to like go and sit down on the couch, I had to go basically join the other Islanders. I had to go sit down. And, you know, Weston was just alluding to like, dang, like it sucks. You know, we see that you really have a connection with this person. And a lot of them saw that that spark was there. And he was just saying that, you know, it really sucked, you know, having to do this, and we see the spark. And when during his speech a little bit, a part of me did kind of like think, you know, should I take a chance with this right this second and you know, go, or, you know, continue this journey in here, continue this roller coaster now. And, you know, kind of take a chance of, you know, meeting someone else also, you know.
yeah, you definitely had, I think, more of a roller coaster than almost anybody else in the villa, for sure. On a lighter note, I've been asking everybody, what was that food transfer competition like?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, the food transfer competition shouldn't exist. Oh, my God. It was terrible. It was so awful. And it's funny, all day, you know, people and everyone from production to the cast members, they knew when it came to condiments, things like mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup and relish, all that type of stuff. It was a no-no for me. All that stuff was just, if I touch that stuff, I'm going to start gagging. And when that game came up, the food transfer game, you know, the food swapping game, I looked down to my right, ketchup all over the fries. Look at the hot dog, mustard, ketchup, relish. It was more condiments on the hot dog than it was hot dog. And I'm like, oh, man, this is about to suck. And instantly, fries in my mouth, gagged instantly. I'm like, oh, man. You know, I like fries. Everybody likes fries. But it was just the ketchup and I'm stuffing my mouth. And, oh, man, it was in the moment, it stuck. But after, you're kind of like, well, that was actually kind of fun. You know, so it was something that I've never done, you know, being a mama bird to somebody. I had to be a mama bird by, you know, bird feeding. Excuse me. But yeah, no, it was different. And then we had to do the milkshakes. And honestly, a lot of people didn't like the milkshake. I thought the milkshake was pretty nice. I honestly would have been like, shoot, I'll drink the milkshake. The milkshake was nice. It was cool. But I'm sure, you know, the receiving party was probably not as happy as I was about the milkshake.
Yeah, I heard from Kristen that the milkshake was no longer cool by the time she got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. It was cool when I got it, but, you know, I definitely got some body heat. So I definitely probably made it more like a hot milkshake, like hot chocolate almost. I guess it was strawberry. Yeah, something like that.
So you were there. You saw a ton of new Islanders come in, but nothing as crazy as the love liner when six new people came in. What was it like having 17 people in the villa?
Yeah, you know, so when, you know, the six new people came into the villa, it was exciting. It was fun. It was, you know, a lot of us saw it as, I know I saw it as, wow, six more friends. That's really how it came across to me. And it just really brought, you know, a lot more life to the villa because there's a lot more personalities now in the villa, a lot more people. You know, everybody's excited to get to know everybody and talk and see, oh, where are you from? What do you do? Blah, 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 blah. You know, so I just saw that as, you know, dang, we got six more friends coming in here. And you're just excited to meet everyone and talk and kind of just, you know, share more of these experiences with these new people. You know, it was definitely exciting. It was like a party. It was like, oh man, we in here 17 deep in the villa in Fiji. Okay. Now we talking.
Okay. And so we saw that you and Isada came across as like a very low key couple. Is there anything that you think we missed seeing from your relationship?
Yeah. You know, I actually was able to watch the latter episodes of the show. And, you know, Isada and I, it wasn't shown much of her and I's connection and us even hanging out. But I mean, we got along amazingly. We definitely always had fun together, you know. And I feel like even some of the things, you know, that was going on in the villa that weren't shown kind of reflected, you know, when it came to the game where the Islanders had to vote for certain things, you know, all the positive things, not the negative things that mm-hmm. had to be voted for. But yeah, no, her and I, you know, we definitely got along amazingly. We definitely had fun all the time. You know, we definitely were, you know, putting in effort, a lot of effort towards each other, with just getting to know each other and really opening up to one another and really just enjoying the experience. You know, it sucked that a lot of people didn't really get the chance to see that, you know, due to, you know, it's hard to squeeze a lot of stuff into 1 hour a 1 hour show each day, you know? But yeah, no, I definitely wish that, you know, people would have been able to see us connecting a lot more, you know, on screen. But, you know, I felt like, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. So when you guys left the villa, you mentioned going on a week-long vacation with Aisata. Is that happening? Where are you guys going to go?
You know, yeah, that's a plan. You know, we don't know just yet. You know, we're both, you know, getting back, trying to get into the groove of life and stuff like that. So we don't know just yet. I don't know, maybe like Tulum, Mexico or something like that. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be nice. I don't know. I got to see. We'll figure it out. But yeah, no, we're probably going to make that happen for sure. She loves to travel. I love to travel. You know, traveling is to me, traveling and experiencing things is like the meaning of life.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that any of the couples left are going to work outside of the villa?
Yeah, you know, I think all the couples, honestly, you know, really seeing that all the couples, Dylan, Alex, Zach, Elizabeth, Ray, Caro, Weston, Emily, you know, all of them really click together very well. You know, they definitely all have special and deep connections, and each connection, you know, with each relationship is different in its own way. But, you know, I know that everyone that's there, you know, I hung out with those people all day, every day. And, you know, I know that everyone that's there is there for the right reasons. And they all really feel like they found that special person, you know? So I definitely feel like all the couples are going to work out. I'm excited to see them all work out. I'm excited to hang out with all of them, you know? But yeah, no, I think I have faith. I have faith in my fellow Islanders that are coupled up right now, that is going to work outside the villa for sure.
Okay, so I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to ask, my last question is, who do you think is going to win it all?
Who do I think is going to win it all? I'm going to have to go Zach and Elizabeth, you know? I think they're probably going to win it all. They've been together, you know, the longest, and, you know, they've been boyfriend, girlfriend for a couple weeks now. You know, so I know that they, you know, everyone in there has a deep connection, you know, and I know, you know, they have a pretty deep connection, you know, just like everyone else. But I see them probably, you know, being America's favorite for sure. And winning the prize for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And they told each other that they love each other last night. So that's a big deal on the show. Okay.
Them saying that they love each other is a huge step. That is, you know, it's a difference of, you know, there's those moments in life where you love someone, but you don't tell them or you're scared to tell them, you know, just them showing that vulnerability of like, hey, you know, this is the way we feel about each other and, you know, being open about it and even taking that chance of telling someone that you love them. And, you know, there's a chance that someone may not say it back, you know. It just shows that, you know, what they have is very special and they're on the same page and, things are going to go well for them.
Okay, perfect. Well, Yemen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I wish you all the best and, we'll find out who wins it all tomorrow.
Yes, we will. All right. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Okay, that's it. I hope you enjoyed my interviews with Winston and Yemen from Love Island USA Season 1. You can also catch me interviewing the winning couple shortly after the finale airs on Wednesday, August 7th. And Scally and I will also be recapping that final week and the finale and all of our reactions to whoever wins it all on Wednesday, August 7th as well, possibly Thursday to be determined. So if you like what you hear, don't forget to check that out on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed as well. Don't forget to follow my wonderful co-host on social media at Brian_Scally and follow me on social media at Kirsten Said What. I hope you have a great day and thank you for listening.